Hi,
Hello.
Hi, Linda. It's Michael Cohen from MMA Legal. You okay?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Linda, about your case?
Yes, certainly.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Just to let you know, Linda, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Linda, as part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence for you.
Yeah.
How I do that is I write to, you know, social services, education authorities, gather evidence from your time and care. But I also, Linda, try and get to know you as an individual. Get to know your story a little bit about the trauma you face in care and how that's had an effect on you into your adult life. With stuff like, I can evidence, like being diagnosed with depression, PTSD, anxiety.
Had it all. Suicide, done it all.
That was one of the questions,
been there, done that,
I'm glad you brought that up. Because that's the one I always have my head in my hands when I asked that one. So you suffer with depression and anxiety, do you?
Not so much now, but I did.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Because it'll all still be on your record, you see.
Yeah, my medical record, yeah.
Yeah.
Used to run away all the time, depression was, it was bad.
Medication. Ryan is no longer on the medication, are you, Linda?
No.
Oh, that's good. How are you today?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
Excellent. Okay. You said that you've tried to commit suicide.
Loads of times.
Okay. And did any of those attempts end up in you being hospitalised?
No. I was put into, it was called the, I'm trying to think of the name for you. The name bit my head, I can't even think of where I was.
Was you sectioned, was you?
Yeah, I was sectioned a few times.
Okay, and is that part of a larger hospital, the psychiatric unit? Or
I was sectioned into Bangor Hospital in West Lothian.
I'll tell you what, give me 2 seconds. Let me take that again, because I'll add that into your institutions that I'll write to. What's it called, sorry?
Bangor.
You have to spell that one for me, Linda.
Bangor. Gower.
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 So Bangower.
Yes.
It's okay. Bangower.
Hospital.
Hospital.
West Lothian. Livingston, West Lothian.
Close. Okay. And roughly what date was you your first, or what date was your last visit there or stay there?
Roughly. I was in care for you. I was 7. Up until
16. So you were taken into the Bangor whilst you were in care?
No, Bangor's a mental hospital. When you take overdoses, they put you in there.
Roughly what year was you in there then? So I can.
Oh, God. 84, 85, 86, between 86 and 87.
86, 87, okay. Okay, can I take, whilst I'm creating these, can I take your GP's details as well, please, Linda?
Yeah, it's Grace Mount.
Grace Mount.
Medical Centre, Edinburgh. I don't know the postcode.
It's okay. We're fine now. It's okay. Okay, and how long have you been with that GP for, roughly?
Only about 3 years.
Okay.
So no, 5 years coming up because I moved house. I had to change doctors. So.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I've got them two now. So that's great. I'll also write to the social services and the education authority of your care setting.
Yeah.
when I get that information back from your time in care, Linda, do you want me to share it with you or not? It's up to you.
Yeah, because I've been meaning to go and get my, because I can walk in and get my file.
Okay.
Oh, I'd like to see it now, but I've never had the guts to do it yet.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is, when I get it, it's going to take me a little while to get, to be fair. When I do get it, I will like, obviously ring you and ask you if you want me to share it with you.
Yeah, perfect.
From her time. Okay. Okay, so what we'll do, Linda, is we'll go through, when we get your information back from the social services, we'll go through that together. If you're not comfortable going through it with me, I can get one of my female colleagues to run through it with
you. No, I'm fine.
Okay, perfect. So we can run through it all together. Make sure you're happy we've got all of your evidence collected.
Yeah.
We'll go through your statements, make sure all of your statements are there and up to date and what you want from them.
Yeah, and what I'll do is I'll look out my old diaries because I've kept all them all these years.
Okay. That's very interesting, yeah.
We've been putting the padded cell and that at Rimbottom of my house in Glenrothes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's actually. We'll run through all that together. I may even come up and run through it with you, dependent on my diary at the time. But we'll definitely go through all of your diaries and make sure that we've got absolutely everything in there for you. What we'll then do, Linda, is we'll then add all of your medical records. Obviously, evidence in your mental health issues.
What, with slashing myself and my arms, trying to cut my wrists and things.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You thought that was your options, honestly. It's horrendous.
No, wasn't you.
No, I know it's not me, but...
The people that thought they were authority and helping people were just cruel.
No, I know. I know. I don't know. I don't know how these people
can live with themselves.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So what we'll do, Linda, is when we've gone through all of your statements, we'll add all your medical records there into it, and then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. We've already told them we're going to claim. We've given them notice. We've got an application number for you. We've been recognised as your law firm, but we've also told them that we are going to be providing them with support and evidence. So.
I mean, I can't all my social worker names, I can't all. I mean, actually, there's two kids out of all this.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Jeez. So what we'll do, Linda, is we'll wait what's called for a panel date.
Yeah.
That's where a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend. And then from there, hopefully, we'll get you, obviously, the recognition that you deserve.
Perfect.
And an offer of financial compensation.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Okay, Linda.
Yeah. Perfect.
Do you have any questions for me on that process?
No, I don't. Nope.
Okay. I just need to go back a step with you, Linda. You've probably been over this with one of our customer care colleagues, but because we're about to embark on our largest body of work for you, I need to make sure that you fully understand our fees. Make sure you fully understand our processes as well and what other options are out there for you on this recorded call for compliance. So just to let you know, Linda, you can't actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. That would obviously entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and building and submitting your own case. Or not.
No.
That's entirely up to you.
No, I'm happy.
Perfect. There are other law firms out there, Linda, that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress.
You were the only one that applied back to me.
Yeah, but these ones... These other law firms don't charge any fees. The reason they don't charge fees, Linda, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government.
Uh-huh.
Part of the government legal fee scheme where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw that case.
Yeah.
Now, as a fellow law firm, and representing a fellow law firm, I can't discuss those law firms' practices and what they would do for you, but probably more importantly, Linda, what they don't do or won't do for you.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme.
Uh-huh.
We don't accept a handout from the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
We've rejected it on multiple occasions, and we certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either.
Yeah, quite right.
What we do, Linda, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself, under a no-win, no-fee contract. And we're, obviously, if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together.
Exactly.
It's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible chance.
Yeah.
Our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT. The VAT is 20% of the 16, so you'll never pay us more than 19.2%, no matter how much time and effort goes into your case. On the flip side, Linda, just for peace of mind, because of obviously your, you know, your time in care, your subsequent mental health problems, being potentially classed as a vulnerable client, we will never put you under any sort of financial stress if we are unsuccessful with your case. So if we don't get you any compensation, Linda, we won't come knocking for our fees from you.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Those three options, Linda?
Yes, I do.
And you're still happy for me to continue with your case?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead with it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Just to let you know, Linda, before I go, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us.
Uh-huh.
What that means is if you wish to change your mind, you have basically 14 days to do so before you rip up any agreements and walk away and, you know, pursue this however which way you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you're unaware of the 14-day at the date of signing, I can restart that for you today.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, alternatively, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy for us to crack on, you can waive the 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case.
Yeah, just waive it. Just waive it and go. Yeah, just go for it.
Excellent.
Just go for it.
Excellent. We will do.
I have your number.
Yeah, my name's Michael. Save my number, please.
I've got it in.
If you need me for anything, give me a call. Even if you just want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, you can always pick up the phone to us or to me.
Brilliant.
And I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, and I'll touch base with you every 3 to 4 weeks, either by email or a phone call.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
And I was lovely speaking to you, Linda. Thank you so much.
I'll speak to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Good. Bye.
Bye now. Bye.